Let me give you a little secret. Some of you already know this. When I would go through testings and trials, or because you're going to go through some things. How many know that you're going to go through some stuff? You know, no, but don't ever think that life is going to be a box of chocolates. You know, there's something always may happen, usually does, because of the fact that there is somebody out there that his whole existence is to steal from you, kill from you, and destroy you. And that person really doesn't like to bother the folks that are really following after him. Because Jesus is pretty black and white about certain things, if you ever talk to him. Has anybody ever talked to the guy? And he's pretty cut and dry. I mean, he just he picks his words. And even the things that he writes down, it's pretty black and white. Because he would say something like, there's only two dads. We know there's only two dads. It's either the Father's your dad, or who's your dad? The devil, period. Say no ifs, no ands, no buts. That's why so many people, they don't want to believe those kind of things because of the fact that people like a gray zone. I mean, no, Jesus didn't have a gray zone. I mean, that's why people got so irritated with the guy, because you just couldn't, you know, have him compromise. And he's coming back. And who's he coming back for? He's coming back for his family. He's coming back for you. He's coming back for me. And so my ministry, my job is to prepare you for his coming. Do you know that? So that's what I'm here for. I'm not just here, and I'm not like your everyday minister. I'm not trying to build a church. You are the church. What I'm trying to build is you up in the Lord. Because you're looking at somebody, like my wife, we were eating one day, we were reminiscing some of the old things that God has delivered us from. Has God ever delivered you from some old stuff? And and I'm really aware of things, because that's why God picked me. I'm not one of those, I'm one of those rare individuals, I can actually say that, been there and done that, but also got delivered from that, which is a little different. And so one of the things that I'm so aware of is how much life has to offer to a person, and how Jesus makes it really hard that you actually got to go after him. You got to pursue God, because this life will pursue you, but you've got to pursue God. Are you hearing me? Because if you don't, this world's going to win. Because this world's got a lot more blinky things to get your attention. I mean, they invented things like diamonds and chrome and you know, sophisticated technical things that likes to keep your attention. Anything that glitters. Any of that stuff. Anything that can get your eyes that you can say, wow. That you can touch and hold. And remember that little weird character in Lord of the Rings, you know? Just precious. That's the spirit of this world. And boy, we like to sell out to that. We like that, you know. And you're looked upon weird if you don't. I mean, what's wrong with that? Well, I didn't say anything was wrong. I'm just telling you the world is trying to get you. So what I'm saying to you is this: since I came out of that, I'm so aware of the superficial nature of that. Because you may be watching American Idol on TV, and you may be thinking, wow, I mean, maybe I can sing, or maybe there's something that I can do, or, wow, you know, that'd be so neat. But I'm telling you, it is a complete lie and illusion. Are you hearing me? Because I used to be around a lot of those musicians and those entertainers, and they got a lot of problems. You think Britney just freaked out just because it was the time to do it? That's been going on for a long time. So, but yet our minds will go, well, yeah, but I think I could handle her money differently. Yeah. We were never intended to exist without God. Here's the definition of insanity, living without God. I'm just telling you. Because with God, you got hope. And there's been times when I was struggling with my body, my health, that it looked like the ball game's over. Right, Jeannie? I'm sitting on the couch going, I don't know how long this is going to last. I don't know how long Michelle would just be praying. I could see her go out in the balcony and say, my husband's suffering, Lord. I'm not suffering now. Eating good. Happy. Why? Because everything's great? No, because my God's great. Because God's good. And he's faithful. He's faithful. No matter how many times we spit on the guy, he's faithful. No matter how many times we rebel against him, he's faithful. No matter how many times we just don't give a rip about the guy, he's faithful. How many know we don't know a whole lot of people like that? How many know people usually, they remember stuff? Come on. You ever met somebody who goes, I remember 85 years ago, I'll never forget that. They got me that all. I mean, there's some things I'll take, but not that. 65 years and still mad. Or something stupid. Remember the McCoys and Hatfields? I mean, it's just amazing. But my encouragement to you is that, see, that's why if you ever ask me, I'll tell you, because all that stuff's phony. It's not real. It's an illusion. You don't ever see ugly people in a fashion magazine. You know, the commercials don't give you normal people. You ever notice that? They're perfect. Are you hearing me? And then, you know, if they do any kind of movies, they don't usually put a normal house, because those kind of movies, they don't sell good because they hit too close to home. That's why we like fantasy, illusions. But see, our God is so real. But see, here's the thing that makes a lot of problems, Gary, is that, see, he lives in the spiritual realm. So you got to pursue the guy. Anybody here, when you first start dating, you wanted that person to pursue you? Remember, you kind of liked the flowers? Remember the flowers that used to come? And remember the cards? Oh, my gosh. Michelle would always, she'd always give me the, I go, and even if I was mad at her or something in the early days, she put a little card in the bathroom, just say, I love you. And I just go, oh, God. And I'd be slobbery, stupid, just going, I'm in love with this woman. I just can't believe she's doing that. And when you're in love, there is a healing that comes from that kind of love. And so what I'm saying to you is this, is that when we have the opportunity to worship, and you have an opportunity to worship, I don't do this anymore. I'm not trying to make you do anything or climb. I was at those concerts and I played at those concerts, and I know how. I mean, concerts today, you know. And I know none of you have ever been to concerts. So I'll say that again. I know no one's ever partied, so I know I'm talking to the choir. So, but you know, that's what angers me at believers that get real conservative in church. Because I go, why? Why would you get conservative? Why would you think God likes that? You know, he likes you. I just once went into a mosh pit just to see what it's like, just to see, you know. It's stupid, you know, but people get into that. And I mean, the people are sold out to their style of music. I mean, on cable now, they got XM satellite. Do you know how many types of music there are? Oh my gosh. I mean, they got music to get a root canal with. I mean, they got every kind of music and style for you to like. You know, and you're into it. I mean, you can be, I mean, because I see you in your car. You know, you're not just singing. I mean, you're singing, you're jamming. You ever play air keyboards? Air guitar? Come on. Come on. Am I a bunch of phonies here? I mean, I see you guys. I mean, I'm doing this, man. Yeah. I mean, I'm just vibrato. And see, what's he doing? You know? Well, I decided that how much more should I do for the Lord? How much more hilarious should I be? What? Because that's what he says. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. I mean, I'm going to give him all my gift, all my strength, all my love. So those days I acted real stupid at those clubs, then I can act stupid for God. Amen? Now here, I'm going to give you a secret. During those times where I was really ill and going through things, this is what would break it every time. Hilarious worship. Break it every time. I mean, absolutely break it. Because then I was totally, completely centered on him. And now I tell God, I said, God, either I'm going to be able to stand up or do things or not, but I'm going to worship you in every ability that I can. And I noticed that I would gain ground and slowly dig my way out of that pit of infirmity. Now, it wasn't because I did something. It's because there's something supernatural about worship. You ever wonder why heaven, there's no death and no sickness? Is it just because Jesus is there? It's a place. Do you know why? You ever ask God why there's no sickness and disease there? Because there is a power and a substance to worship. There's a substance to it. Now, you don't understand what I'm talking to you unless you've been to like a gothic concert or you've been to Ronnie James Dio. There's a substance. See, some of you think I don't know. Been there. I played at those concerts where things began to happen. It's called an anointing. Right, Michelle? I mean, I would do things and there would be things I'm going, wow. And I mean, I can make people do things on my drum set. I can make them, I mean, go bananas. Crazy. I can make folks do things. I'm thinking, wow, I kind of like this. You know? I mean, I can make people want to just kill folks, do things. You know, just get them all in one accord. See, that there's an anointing on that. Why? Why is there anointing on worship? God created that. He created a being that was worship. And he got weirded out by listening to himself. So he got thrown out. And the Lord said, I'm going to have a people that are going to worship me. Because now they're going to do it because they either want to or they don't. The devil, he couldn't do it any other. He had to worship because he was music. He was sounds. He was substance. Did you know that? He was called a high cherubim. He sat above God. He looked like pearls, diamonds, gold. He looked like the best pyrotechnic show. I mean, this guy looked good. He made Gene Simmons, then he doesn't even know what theatrics is. And Lucifer was the best. Because God ain't going to put no cheap PA above him. He's got the best of the best of the best above him. And you talk about, you know, 7.1 home surround system. I mean, this devil was singing and worshiping to God for eons and eons, never got tired, was singing in the spirit, proclaiming God's throne and everything. And then the scripture says something was found in him. Somewhere, Lucifer began to listen, and he said to himself, I want to be glorified. That's what all this music thing's about. That's what American Idol's about. If you hear those folks, when they don't get to win, what happens? It destroys their life. Because they think the only thing to life is that somebody is adoring them. But you know what? That's completely true. That's 1,000% true. But you know who adores you and they don't know it? God. God adores you. He absolutely loves you. I don't care how funky you are. I'm like Gary, I take it too. I mean, I know God loves me, so I'm happy. And see, to me, that's why a lot of my friends, they really respect me because they know, no, I'm not tapping my own shoulder. I know that I'm not just a goofball. That I know that it's the coolest thing is to love God. It really is cool to love God. But you get around some folks. That's why when I get around certain people who don't love God or who are gothics or heavy metal and stuff, and they really respect me. Because I'm not going to budge. I'm not timid. I'm not timid about it. Because, see, I came out of that, so I'm not putting down what they're doing. I'm just telling them there's a better thing, the real thing, because there's power in it. But I'm also real with them, because the scripture is very plain. For a season, everybody say a season. That means a time sin does feel good. So turn to your neighbor and say, yeah, it does feel good. God never said sin didn't feel good. He said for a season it will feel good. But here's the reality to that. Sooner or later, I found out, you're going to find out, it'll bite you. Sooner or later. To the depth of that biting, who knows? It may cost you your life. It may cost you your health. It may cost you your dreams. It may cost you your future. It may cost you your money, your relationship. Who knows what it's going to cost you? Now, here's the lie. Because you see other people. Just go ahead and watch Extra or whatever. You see all these folks just getting ahead. And Jesus talked about that. He said, don't put your eyes on that. For what profit is somebody to gain the whole world, but to lose their soul? See, you're still looking at a 30-year frame or 40-year frame or 50-year frame. Eternity, that's a fart in a whirlwind, folks. 30 years, 40 years, that's nothing. 80 years is nothing compared to eternity. And so you have no idea the party is going on right up there. You're clueless to what's going on up there. You think that, you know, we've hit, you know, the pinnacle of stuff. If I had a black Hummer with 26-inch rims, $14,000 car stereo, bling, bling this and bling, bling that. Huge home that had a couple other cars for spare. All the scooters I can get. All the clothes I can get. Had some good-looking women around me. Then people will think I'm something. It's a lie. Let me tell you what those folks think about all that to have that. They got to have security because somebody's ready to steal it and take it, and kill you over it. Go ahead and drive a Lamborghini in the north side of Fort Worth and stop light and have your windows down. See if you don't get a pistol in your face. Because there's demons all over the place. Are you hearing me? So I decided I'm going to worship God. I'm not going to follow that lie anymore. Anytime I do this at home, I'll just be laying in bed. I'm going, God, I'm just praising you. Thank you. I don't care what I feel like, what I look like, what's going on. I'm worshiping because you're worthy, period. End of story, you're worthy. And when you get like that, I'm giving you a nugget. You're going to see breakthroughs in your life. Now, if you're going through things, aren't you glad? Aren't you happy that he said that when you need mercy, and when you need grace and you need to obtain that in the times of need, he said, come boldly in my throne. Aren't you glad that God doesn't hold grudges? Or he doesn't just tap you on the shoulder and say, you know, I know you've been a scumbag, but go ahead and get in. Aren't you glad you don't get those vibes? And we deserve it? Come on. When we've been just living and we don't give a rip about the guy, but now we're hurting. I mean, that's how I was. I finally said, now, God, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to come to you. And he would say, once I got healed, then he would say this. Now, this is what I want you to start doing to keep your healing. My wife and I know this about Mark Zaragoza. This is how I keep my healing. If I stay out of strife and out of contention, God promised me long health. That's what he told me. And every time I don't do that, believe me, I know I look like it because I'm praying. I mean, it just like jumps on me. Anybody else get ill? I mean, it's just like, I don't care how much echinacea you've taken. Doesn't matter. I mean, you feel like an echinacea pill. I mean, I've been taking that stuff, and you and Michelle said, how much stuff you got in the refrigerator? I said, well, I'll take it whenever I, you know, boost my system or up or do something. You know, I said, Lord, do you want me to take that or whatever? But man, if I get into strife, it just tears all that up. So now I just do what the scripture says. and what the Holy Spirit has said from heaven. He said, don't go to bed until you get that resolved. Now, how many know we don't want to do that? Because we got feelings. Come on. So I don't care about you guys. I do, but I'm just saying that for me to keep my health, I got to stay out of strife and contention. I'll do whatever it's going to take. I mean, I've just learned. Because I it's just fun, more fun to be healthy, you know, especially knowing what I eat. And how God just merciful. Woo! I mean, I feel sometimes so spiritual when I eat a salad. And nobody made me. I'm thinking, you know, even my daughter was, we're eating one time, she goes, Dad, you're ordering a salad? Does Mom know? I mean, because she'd be impressed because there's nobody there making me, but God impressed me. Today you need to eat a salad and drink nothing but water today because you have been drinking water. I don't like water. Okay, well, then drink it. Okay. And then next thing I know, I drank like two or three, and it was God. It was totally God because I hate water. It's like I said, it's like, you know, where's Paul at? I know he gets mad, but I tell him it's like putting your tongue on cement. You know, just drinking cement. It's just flat. I got to have that buzz or that something. But God will just give you that strength. So that's why I worship him. Because even in the little things, even when the storms come, I've always seen God become faithful. And then when the challenges that, now I know everybody in there, I know every hand's going to raise. How many here still have some things you're still standing and waiting for a breakthrough? Come on, every hand should be up. I mean, you're just waiting. We're waiting. But you know what? I don't have my eyes on that anymore because here's where my eyes are. My eyes are on him. And in due season, if it's God's will in my life and I'm mature enough to handle that blessing, I know I'll receive it. I don't want it until I'm ready. Now, I remember when I was a teenager, I wanted it yesterday. Amen? That's why there's certain things like when I'll get on eBay and I got a real good deal, then I'll say 6 to 7 days shipping. I'm like, you know, I want to ruin the whole deal by paying overnight charges. You know, and here I just, you know, saved all that money. But I want it tomorrow. It was $1.99, but I want it tomorrow. That's why Jesus put that scripture in that Bible for Mark Zaragoza, probably nobody else, but for me. He said, let patience have its perfect work. Because that's what I need a lot, is patience. You can see your blood pressure going down when God begins to develop that character trait in you. Let patience have its perfect work. Amen? Because God's good. Let me read something to you so you understand. See all these flags up here? You ever notice there's a bunch of flags? You ever notice those? Well, I didn't put them up there, but... See, where's my wife's flag? Oh, here it is. That's my wife's flag. Just kidding. Where is her German-Irish flag? I think this is German, isn't it? Yeah. They're still into that Gothic thing, I think. Anyway. Probably saying, what's he saying all that for? Because a lot of times you think I'm just pulling your string. When I share some things with you, let me get my other eyeballs. I'm still believing God for complete healing in my eyes. That's one of the things that I said, Lord, you know, whenever you want to do that. I want to read something to you. Another reason why I worship him. Does anybody know what the European Union is? Okay. It's yesterday was the 50th anniversary of that. Now, raise your hand if you don't know anything about the European Union. Okay. You ever read Revelation? That's the whole Antichrist deal. Okay. It says here, they declared this Sunday, well, they're going to set up Sunday Now, you need to know this date. So just keep it in the back of your memory or write it down. Said they're setting up 2009 as the deadline for the new treaty to replace the old rejected European Union Constitution. 2009. So how many years do we got till 2009? Everybody say 2 years. Okay. Now, what is the European Union? That is all the nations have decided to become, you ever heard the word global? One government, one economy. Does that sound familiar? Well, they're going to get rid of it. By 2009, they're going to start with the new constitution, which already will negate the American Constitution. I don't care how many of these preachers say they're going to do whatever they can for the United States. Doesn't matter. Jesus said this was going to happen. It has to happen. You cannot stop it. God is going to allow it. So in 2009, if they ratify this, that means that the Constitution is null and void. It already is, but it's over. So their constitution will have precedence over the government, over us, over everything. It'll be then, in 2009, they will institute the new one-world government, one-world economy, one-world everything. And then there will be a leader come out of that. So for some of you thinking that I've been just shooting the bull and saying this for 5-6 years, now this is 2009, which is in just 2 years, they're going to start this whether you like it or not. So what does that mean to you? That may crimp your lifestyle a little. How many say probably a lot more than a little? Okay. So in 2009, they may take about a whole year to start oppressing the United States. They'll actually have the power to start sanctioning the United States. So they've got to put us in that area because every nation, even the United States, every nation has to come against Israel. That's what the Bible teaches. That's what the Holy Spirit has told me. So somebody's telling me, well, don't you think the United States will be pro-Israel? They sell out Israel all the time. Don't think the United States is pro-Israel. Don't think your government is pro-anything. It's not pro-life. It's not pro-anything. It's pro-itself. Okay? The only thing that you have going for you is that Jewish guy, that spirit now. That's the only thing we got going for us, because he is the supreme king and ruler. Period. I don't care what Bush says. I don't care what the European common market says. I don't care what any of those folks says. His economy, his way, I'm in that kingdom. He's my ruler. And his dad is my dad. That's where we're going to. And you're going to be now, we got 2 years now. So I'm not going to read the whole thing to you. It was just on the internet. But I thought it was interesting. So if you want to just look up on it, they try not to let too many people know because they took the word, they're not going to have a constitution. They're just going to have a treaty. Okay? So it says here, the declaration of this, of the 50 years, it was March 25th, 1957 when it started. They call it the Treaty of Rome, and it says here it was founded by the European Economy Community, and it talks about all of it and the things that they're going to do, how they're going to make this, what their goals are. And their goals are, it's the one world government, one leader, and that leader is going to proclaim himself as God. So within 2 years, you're going to see this. And I've been telling folks, and that's why folks tell, he's been saying this, I don't know how long and nothing's happened, I'm still bass fishing. Well, fine. Go bass fish. I'm not trying to say this is going to happen in 2009, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm just telling you that in my lifetime, the reason I know why God has me here is for the church, to prepare it for the coming of the Lord. And I know that this world has polluted us. And so we got to get unpolluted. Turn to your neighbor and say, we got to get unpolluted. So first thing you got to admit is we got some pollution problems. Come on. Don't you think we got some pollution problems in the church? Don't you think that we kind of, you know, maybe not all in love and in unity and really, really, really love one another? How many we just kind of tolerate one another? So God's got to do some stuff in us. So at least we got another 2 years. Now, here's the natural tendency. How many know most people are going to milk that bad boy till the cow comes home? Well, I got a year and, 11 months and to jack around. Well, I don't know if you do. I don't even know if you got another day. God didn't say anything to me. I will tell you this, we got at least 2 years before they start jacking with everything. Because they're going to do it. They just said it. They're going to have them. They've already had the meeting today. So by 2009, they're going to implement the one world government, one world, and they're just bold about it. Because here's what everybody's afraid of right now. Is this not the big thing? A global warming? That's the first thing in their agenda. Do you know we have an ex-person who was trying to be in the presidential thing? That's his whole presidential thing. He may get back in office because he's going to make sure that our polar bears don't die. And what about our penguins? Because all that warm water now is going to really hurt everything. And so people want to be able to know that all that property they've been buying and selling is going to be okay. So they got to elect certain people that talk about certain things. He's going to probably get a Nobel Peace Prize over this deal. Total, complete ignorance. See, I look at all these people who are supposed to have brains and ignorant folks. There's nothing worse than an ignorant, smart person. And that's what they are. Because they really believe they're intelligent. Because they're dealing with social issues. Like the movie stars, you know, they want to stop the war, stop this, do that. You know what? I believe this without any reservation, because I've talked to heaven. I believe God knows how to build a planet. I believe there's enough coal, enough gas, enough everything. Till he decides. And if it ever runs out, I think he can recreate anything. Because they're finding stuff all the time. They just found a little owl about that big. Do you know that? A little owl that's supposed to have been how do you pronounce it? Instinky or whatever. Somewhere. And they call it some type of owl. And it's been somewhere. And they found it. And it's living. It's like there's like 40 of them now. And they can't figure it out. This thing has been, they said they haven't seen this thing for like 15,000 years or so. It's a little tiny owl. It's real small. It's weird because it looks like a huge thing. It's about this big. It's got big old eyes. Then they found this other creature. How many know that? Then they finally found a dragon. A real live dragon in South America. A real live dragon. That people said that there was a fairy tale. And God said, no, I make dragons. See, so I'm telling you, God is so cool. But see, we've been so 20th centurized that the supernatural, we think, is watching a weird thrash killer movie. That's supernatural. I'm going to say this now. Now, if you need to write this down, if this gets you angry, that's okay. Good people will not make it to heaven. Spiritual people will make it to heaven. I'm going to say it again. Good people don't make it to heaven. Spiritual people will make it to heaven. That's what God is developing. He's developing spiritual people because he's now spirit. You are. How can you be the body of a head? How can we even be connected? You're not as good looking as me. How can we be related? Come on. How many know we're related? How many know this? You're actually a sister to me, and I'm a brother to you. Come on. So you got to think spiritual. You're not even white or Caucasian. I'm not even Hispanic. What are we? Spirit now. So spiritual people go to heaven because their God is spirit. Their love is spirit. Everything they do is spirit. That is the message that God has given me. And the church is rejecting it because it's hard to understand in your natural. Why does he keep staying on the spiritual thing? Because that's what you are. That's how you're going to be communicating with God. That's how you're going to exist. You're not going to exist naturally. Your body is going to cease function one day. Is it getting old like mine? Come on. I mean, my wife is doing everything. I mean, she's replacing this and getting that for a new one, and her warranty's done and that, and she's getting that fixed up, and, you know. And I'm just, I don't see any help for my body. I just, oh, God, whatever you do, that's a miracle. I mean, I'm shocked, especially what I've done to my body, my bones and all that I've done. Sometimes I'll wake up going, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Keep going. Don't stop, body, on me now. But see, those that wait upon the Lord in the Spirit, he'll renew their strength. That's what I love about God. God has every legal right to supersede natural law. Why? He invented it. So if he's got to recreate you in your body to do whatever you got to do in the kingdom, he's going to do it. I'm going to tell you this. This is what I'm expecting. This is what I'm saying. One day you're going to see me. I'm going to look like I'm 17 years old again. I'm going to act like I'm 17 in my body. You know why? Because I'm going to need to. I don't make a good old hippie. I don't. I hate those cliches. But he's a biker. I'm not a biker. I just ride a bike. His hair's getting low. Thank God it's there. But see, what am I saying to you? I'm saying that the anointing of God, we've not touched the supernatural yet, folks. That's the reason why we keep selling God out, because we haven't tasted it. If you start tasting the supernatural, you'll get sold out. But it's easier to get into that realm after a six-pack. Come on. Aren't you happier when you're drunk? I am. Come on. Who's lying? I mean, if you don't think, why do people get high? To forget. And to lose control and enjoy yourself. Anybody else do things stupid when you got high? Come on, we all did. We all blamed it on that. Well, I wrecked that $30,000 car. Yeah, man. Till you had to tell the insurance agent and your premiums went. How much for that Ford Taurus now? Good Lord. But the supernatural, the church hasn't tasted of it. Not yet. We're going to. Has anybody asked this question? Why we're not seeing miracles and signs and wonders in the United States? Come on. Anybody ask that question? I can tell you why. Because we're polluted. Because you go to any other third world country, it's an everyday ordeal. They're getting resurrected from the dead in other countries. Do you know in other countries they still have leprosy? They still have just nasty fungus among us. AIDS is being cured in the supernatural. Blindness, all that. Jesus said, the reason it's not happening here, folks, is we have been Americanized and polluted. That's the reason. It shows up in our worship. If we worship him and then love him, you're going to see the supernatural. I'm just telling you, you can't stop it. I'm going to say it again because this went over all your heads. If you worship him in spirit and in truth, what happens? You're going to see him. Until you get hilarious about it, until you just release that supernatural stuff that's in heaven, you're not even scratching the surface. Because as the church, we don't even need miracles, but yet we need them. As the church, he even said, you really don't need all that. He said, that's really for the world. As a sign and a wonder. Because your healing is a promise. Why? Pay for it. Are you hearing me? That's the reason why you haven't seen the miracles in your life, and you haven't seen the thing. I've seen enough. My wife and I have seen enough that we know. We tasted of it. There's been times where we've tasted of that, and we go, why doesn't this happen all the time? Because the church is polluted. That's why when you go to most Christian stations now, they're talking about health and all these kind of this and books that, because they're not seeing the supernatural. That's where Jesus operates. I'd rather stay there. If I have a choice, let me see, open heart surgery, triple bypass, get in there, recovery, 16 weeks, or supernatural healing from Jesus. What would you want? But see, we don't believe that. We're not into that because we haven't operated. See, I know we haven't operated in the supernatural. Because I'll get one phone call maybe every 6 months. Well, you know, if we're so smart, well, how's coming to supernatural? I'm kind of, because we're polluted. Has anybody ever drain plugged before? What does Drano do? Unplugs it, and what happens? Flows like the way it's supposed to. See, the scripture says this, that you're supposed to have living waters in you of the Spirit of God. Doing what? Flowing. Everybody say flowing. Now turn to your neighbor and look real cool. Go, flowing. Go ahead. You're supposed to be that cool. You're supposed to be flowing with what? Living. Everybody say living waters. You know where most of the church is? Stagnant. You ever been around a stagnant? Michelle works at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and there's some ponds back there, and there's little cubbies or places where there's inlets in there. And the water doesn't move around a lot, and it gets what? Stagnant. And you know what happens when it gets stagnant? It stinks. It smells. Bacteria grows, and the fish aren't in there. You've got to get out of those little areas. Any fisherman will tell you that, right, Paul? You got to go where there's a movement. Go by the dams. Go wherever the water's flowing, because that's where it's fresh. That's where all the food and all the stuff is in there. And man, them fish are healthy, excited. It's living. It's fresh. There's movement to it. But see, we're stagnant. Is this helping anybody? That's why the church right now doesn't see the supernatural. But here's one thing. God's not going to hold it back just because we're polluted. I'm telling you. He's looking now for folks. Everybody do that to your neighbor. Go, hey, he's looking. He's looking. He's looking for folks that are willing to worship him in spirit and truth without any holding back, and he's going to start moving. He's going to start moving because he's looking for an atmosphere where you're used to it. Because, see, what happens is if there's ever a church that starts moving in that area, everybody's going to go to it. There ain't going to be a big enough place. But everybody be going because of the rush of it, not for the author of it. See, Michelle and I, we've been to churches where, man, when the Holy Ghost starts moving and things, everybody's excited. The minute it's done, everybody's gone and bored. Are you hearing me? Isn't that funny they did that to Jesus? The minute he stopped producing all those things, what did everybody do? They left the guy. Interesting. Hadn't changed. Hadn't changed a bit. The reason I worship him is not because he's healing me anymore. I don't worship him because he's providing for me. I worship him simply because he's God. When there is a spiritual nugget in it, I'm telling you, if you ever get a hold of that, your life will change. Completely. I'm just telling you. Because the American church doesn't want to hear that. They're interested in, what can I get from this guy? Well, you know what? He's got plenty to give. But how many here like to be loved just to be loved? How many here want to be loved for what you can give to somebody? How many know that gets old? How many know you're not going to really marry or like that person after a while because it gets what? One-sided. Doesn't it? You ever said this? You just love me because of what I can do for you. Right? It's not really love. What is it? Say sugar daddy. Come on. Isn't that what it is? What did everybody get mad at? The girl that just died, what's her name? The real cute blonde? Yeah. Who'd she marry? How old was he? 81 years old. Normal? Was he attractive? Stud muffin. What'd he have to offer?
Money.
Say it again, ladies. Not just a lot. I mean, what is it worth? Like $3 or $4 billion? I mean, no, that can, for some folks, that can buy you happiness. Because she knew she wasn't stupid. That's what a gold digger does. Let's see, he'll be around for at least 2 more years. I can dig, I can handle that. Just, you know, just put some food in his intervene thing and hold on for a while. See, some of you think I would never do that. Oh, come on. Come on. See, then you're lying. Everybody has a sellout point if you're not walking with God. Everybody has a sellout point. Turn to your neighbor and say, well, I don't think I do. Yeah, you do. Without God, you do. Because we're getting close to April 14th. Anybody know what April 14th means? Tax time. Am I going to do what's right or am I going to lie? Everybody has a sellout point without God. Now, you're going to have to help me do this. Sometimes I'll have you say some things. I'm just saying them so you can understand. Quit lying. You have to understand that without God, you're a big zero. Okay? The real you is you are spiritual. The real you is you have integrity. The real you is you're a lover. The real you is you're a worshiper. That's the real you. We just got to get it out. How's that? You got to have an experience with God. Because you'll get bored coming here because we don't have the big screens. And we don't have all the fancy singers. Oh, we got fancy guitar players. But we don't have all the, you know, the stuff like their sculptures. I was impressed. I mean, everything smelled good. The tile was waxed, you know, and the ushers were, well, you know, they were paid to be nice. And usually they're not nice to me because they think, well, he didn't have any money. Put him in the bag. I'm like, wow, they got children's ministry here, youth ministry, old people's ministry, pimple ministry. Who knows what kind of ministries they have? They got it for everybody. I mean, they got a light show. I mean, he's even got that fancy microphone that goes in the ear and comes out, you know, and you can't see it. And I mean, they got everything, and everything's hidden, air conditioned. Oh my, and perfect parking. You know, yeah, I mean, it's got everything. This is what God would want for me, a perfect building. Amen? Man, I'm so in love with God simply because he's God. I don't care what people have to offer. God's enough for me. That's your nugget for today. If God's enough, if you're in love with the guy, you will see every blessing that God has for you because he's training you. He's training you to get unpolluted. He's training you to get unpolluted because he's coming, folks. In just 2 years, you're going to be jacked with. It's going to be fun. Right when you thought, oh, my gosh, here, I was just going to get that age where I had some seniority, and I got at least 2 weeks of vacation. Now I can't. You know, what are you saying? I'm not saying anything. I'm just telling you. In 2 years, they're going to implement that European thing, whether you like it or not. And I've been warning you for 10. Amen? But here's where I'm happy. My Lord knows me. And if I establish his kingdom, everything's going to be just fine. How many here want to establish his kingdom? So you got to find what that means. You got to find out what your part is. Turn to your neighbor and say, I got a part in this kingdom. So I'm expecting that, folks. I'm expecting. You can call me a liar or whatever. I'm telling you, one day you're going to see me. You're going to say, I can't believe that actually happened. He looks like he's 16. I mean, I said, God, I need that. I want to be able to finish the race. I want to see the supernatural in my life to finish this race because I'm going to need to be around a lot of places. I need to be preaching and teaching a lot of things because people are going to need the gift that you called me in. Because I'm telling you, folks, all that's an illusion. All that church stuff, it's an illusion. It's just an illusion. It's not about the king. Because he's coming. And I can tell you exactly what he's coming for and what he's planning to do and what plan he has for you. What's he expecting in his body? What's he's expecting in the church? I can tell you exactly. Crystal clear on it. I can tell you exactly what's polluting us, what's against us. Who's for us and who's against us? You know why? Scripture says, don't be ignorant of the devil's devices. He said, don't be ignorant of that. I mean, no, a lot of folks are. They got to be bit before they go, ow. I don't have to be. I've already been bit too many times. I already know what it tastes like. I already know what it looks like, what it smells like. I already know what a temptation is. I'm just telling you, my wife and I, we're sold out. There ain't nothing left. Kids are already growing up. We got two grandkids. We're praying for them. Our family right now consists of three dogs at the house. So we get a lot of time to pray and believe God. And I'm telling you, this thing's going to change, folks. It is going to change drastically in your lifetime. So you're at the right place. Can you imagine God sending you to a real-life New Testament apostle? That blows me away, because when I first got into this, I had no idea what apostles were, didn't care. But there's a reason. There's a reason why God has ordained you to be here. It's why you survived. There's a reason why everyone has survived, not just because luck of the draw. No. Your footsteps are ordered. Amen? He'll turn the evil that you've been involved in for the good. Because somewhere, somebody made a mistake of saying, God, you better do something with my life because I'm screwing it up. Remember this old cliche? Jeannie remembers this. Anybody remember that youth and health are wasted on the youth or whatever that is? I mean, it's like, you know, all that's wasted on them. How many, when I was young, I just wasted it. Anybody feel like they wasted their 20 years of their? I mean, I was out digging in the backyard after doing two holes. I'm done. Anybody, remember those days where you could just go all day and you, Playing was fun. Now playing with the kids is like, oh my God, run one more time? I don't think so. Throw the frisbee. There it goes. I ain't getting it. Bye. Goodbye. Went over the fence. I'll buy another one. I can't even get up from the chair. Come on, people. You don't get it. I'm out. That's going to change. Because God's no respecter of persons. The supernatural is going to happen, folks. Why? Because God is totally in love with you, and some of you aren't even aware of it. He knows the pain you've gone through. He knows the pain you're in. He knows the situations you're in. He knows the decisions you're making. And if you allow him, he's going to finish the race and finish the work that he started in you. He'll finish that race with you. And you'll be happy. Because that's really what you're after. That's really what most of us are after. How many know we want to be happy? Come on. That's what we want. We just want to be, come on, happy. And the reason life sucks is because we're not happy. But God's going to give you the joy of the Lord. Of the what? The Lord. The joy of the... Because I tell you what, Jesus is happy. How many know Jesus is not bummed out? How many know he's not depressed? Mad? Broke? Moody? How many know he doesn't have gastral effects? Oh, no, he's just doing fine. He's totally content, totally in authority. And he's the head of you. That'll make you smile. Because you are going to line up to the headship. Isn't that neat? Now, I know a lot of this, I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of churches aren't preaching this and teaching this because they don't get it. And I'm not saying I'm the only one teaching this. I'm just telling you, God's going to have to start doing this. Either get me out there or get some folks to get this revelation. The reason they don't have this revelation is because I'm not into my own kingdom. Do you know how you build a big church? Tell them to grow up? Deal with maturity? Everybody goes, no. There's a gentleman back on TV now that just was kicked out from, I mean, just stupid stuff. And they asked him, your ministry's growing again. Why is it growing so quick? He said, because I'm preaching the same thing I preached before. And you know what he said? It works. He said, all I'm going to preach is grace and mercy and how good God is. Now, you can build a big church on that. Now, here's what one person just said I heard out there. Well, what's wrong with that? How many know that a good parent isn't always a nice parent? Anybody else get spankings and you know you needed it? You needed the snot spanked out of you? Your attitude spanked out of you? Come on. And when you didn't, you were a pain in the butt when you were 25 years old? Then you needed to get your butt kicked and you did? Come on. Because the older you got, then you were a pain. And then somebody goes, yeah, I don't have to put up with it. I'm not your mom. Bam! Oh, maybe my mom was right. Remember when your mom said, you need to be quiet? Come on, we're going to be cooking because we're going to pray. How many know what happens to do that when you're 25? You're picking up all your teeth. Come on. Somebody will shoot you. Come on. Am I right? My dad, I had a blinking ministry. You know what my dad did? He used to do this. Go ahead. Go ahead. Because it's coming. And he's just waiting for me to verbalize what's in my mind. Go ahead. He had no reservation. My dad was Golden Gloves. The first time I stood up to him, I went out. Anybody know what Golden Gloves are? Oh, he was a boxer. Little thin guy. They call him Little Stevie. He was a boxer. I mean, he could hit you so fast, you didn't even know what hit you. You're just going, bye. Stood up to my dad, little guy, said, Dad, I want to talk to you. You know, that was it. And for about 2 years, I went, yeah, I don't think I'm going to argue with the guy. Got smart real quick. Woke up going, what are all those stars? Anybody else get knocked out before? Wow. Then you nauseated. As a parent, God's a good parent. So he's got to spank you. He's got to grow you up. He's got to mature you because he's coming. And we're fighting him all the way. Come on. We're fighting him all the way, folks. But we're going to stop here. We're going to stop here. I'm stopping into my own life. Amen? So let's all stand. Because we're getting late. It's almost 7. Sometimes people go, is it real? Oh, 7 o'clock. God, what, I went fast. The supernatural. That's what we're going to stay on. I'm not here to argue with anybody. Don't care. I'm going to say this again. You can believe whatever you want to believe. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. You can live the way you want to live. You can say what you want to say. Do what you want to do. That is your privilege. I'm not going to say it's your right. I'm going to say that's your privilege. That's your space. Everybody go, that's my space. Come on. Do that to your neighbor. Go, that's my space. You ever say that to somebody? Say that to your parent? Hey, I need some space. Come on. I need some space, man. I mean, check it out. Don't get in my face. Don't tell me what to do. Yeah, do whatever you want to do. For me, my household, for me, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to love him with all my heart, all my strength, all my life, all my gifts. I'm going to love you. And you're making me love you. And I'm going to love you willingly with all my strength, all my heart. And I already got number 3 down. Anybody know number 3? Wait on the Holy Spirit and get it. I got the Holy Ghost. And I'm getting it more and more and more and more. That way I know I'm going to fulfill God. Because this place here is going to get you angry or you're going to love it. Because the Holy Ghost wants to move in you. Doesn't care about all the things you think you should talk about or know or whatever. Because I know it's out there. Don't care. It's a lie. Are you hearing me? Because I know I'm going to make. I told Michelle I might be making a trip this year. Pretty good chance. There's been a guy that's been in my heart for 5 or 6 years. I got to find out if he's still alive. I got to go to Chicago, south side of Chicago. I love going to Southside Chicago. I love it, man, because you better know God. Because I remember when I was on my motorcycle, and I went down because in Chicago, Southside around Gary, Indiana. Gary, Indiana, I grew up in Gary, Indiana, and we made people from Chicago nervous. Because I used to play in bands, funk bands, in Caprini Greens. Now, you may not know what Caprini Greens is. That is hell on earth. That is the roughest, nastiest place, the number gangs, clubs. We call them clubs. And I go in there because all these funk bands, I was the only drummer that played funk. So I had to go to these. It was the projects. And I learned how not to be fearful. I didn't bother me because you got alleys. The first year, second year I met my wife, we were walking. She used to ask me all the time because I walk and I always do this. Just look. It was a habit. Remember that, Michelle? You go, what are you looking at? Every time I pass an alley. I wasn't trying to walk cool. Walk downtown Fort Worth, what does everybody do? You take 2 seconds, right? Take a little bit. It's called security. It's called wisdom. Why? Because somebody can jack you. And I know when I'm fixing to get jacked. I grew up in Southside. I know when somebody is, when someone's walking, I know they're gonna hit me. I know they're gonna try to take, I know they're gonna say something. I grew up Southside, man. I seen so many people shot, gutted out. So I learned real quick. I don't fear that. But every so often I'll catch myself. And buy somewhere there's an alley. I gotta stop doing that because that's fear. I told God, if a devil can get close to me, let him get close to me. But God, I'm expecting you to stop that thing, and he always has. If a devil can get close to me and get away with it, that's because of God let it. But he's gonna stop it every time. He has. He stopped so many bullets. There's been so many times people have done, try to get to me, and God has stopped them every time. Taking them out right there. Stop them cold. So I'd rather have him be my shield. Because you really can't stop a 38. You ever try to stop a 38 bullet? Can't do it. God can. Amen? So the supernatural, folks, this is what God's after. I don't care what other pastors and religious leaders are saying, the Lord is after his church, you're his church, to be spiritual. Amen? So every time we get together, I'm always going to shake you. So turn to your neighbor and say, he's shaking me again. See, I'm happy when I'm leaving here because he shook me again to be spiritual, to quit thinking, but being. Amen? So close your eyes. We're going to pray. We're going to take this time now, and you're going to ask God. You're going to ask God. And you're going to take this opportunity before we sow into the kingdom. If God said something to you about your spiritual walk with God, this is your opportunity. I want you to put your hand in your heart. I'm going to pray as an apostle. I want to pray over your mind so you quit thinking like a natural person and start thinking spiritual. Because that sickness, that disease, that unhappiness, whatever it is, that's natural. And the supernatural power of God is in you. I'm going to say this now. The same spirit that rose Christ from the dead dwells in you richly. That's what's in you.